A coalition of Arab states led by Saudi Arabia is continuing with heavy airstrikes in the nation of Yemen. The Saudi leadership says it's fighting an Iranian-backed rebel group, the Houthis, that's taken over much of the country. The strikes have been underway for a week, and there are estimates that more than 100 people have died. With each day, life is becoming more dangerous and more difficult for Yemen's 24 million inhabitants. We're joined now on the phone from the Yemeni capital of Sana'a by Faria al-Muslimi. He's reporting for NPR. He's also a visiting fellow at the Carnegie Middle East Center. You've now been through a week of bombings there, much of it at night. What has it been like?
Yes, Robert. It has been a sleepless 7 nights in Yemen's capital, along with bombings and anti-aircraft. Most of those who can flee the capital already did. Most of those who could not flee are still inside, but there is no basements in Yemen as much as you would expect. There is less safe areas than probably would have been in any other capital being bombed. This is especially true as hospitals and schools are built next to military bases.
You said that those who could flee have fled, others cannot. Is it possible for, if someone is healthy, to just leave the city, or is it blocked?
Yes, you can if you have enough fuel and car. At the same time, you need to realize that the whole country is actually shut down. All of the airports and seaports are now closed, and no one actually can flee Yemen at the moment, in or out. In fact, many international humanitarian NGOs have not been able to get their medical supplies because movement is not allowed. Yemen is slowly becoming a closed hell on itself.
Is food getting into Sana'a?
There is obviously in the market stores. There is less fresh vegetables. Overall, some of the prices of food have increased. This is especially important because the country depends mostly on bringing wheat from the outside, 100%, and it's not clear what will this closure of ports also bring into Yemen. It will most likely bring famine to the country if it stays for too long.
Is there electricity? Is there water for people in Sana'a?
In the capital, electricity for the last 5 days did not exceed 5 hours per day. Goods are getting less and shops are more closed. In other parts of the country, like in Lahj in the south, cities have been without water or electricity for the last 6 days. In fact, most hospitals have run out of medical resources in the south, and there are dead bodies, according to local eyewitnesses in different cities around the country. This is important because in addition to the airstrikes happening during day and night, anywhere, anytime, there is a huge clashes happening in the ground between the forces of Al-Houthi and forces allied with former President Saleh and forces of current President Abdurrabbo Mansour Hadi, who is in Riyadh.
It must be terrifying for families with children, especially at a time like this.
Absolutely. I mean, at the moment, while I'm speaking of you, huge bombing is happening in Sana'a and also anti-aircraft. It's impossible how many thousands of children and women have to go through this every night, not actually been able to sleep, in addition to the overall fear happening in the country of schools closed, most of public agencies, hospitals have shut, and also universities are closed. Most of the life is actually in cities where the fighting is happening has been equally paralyzed and frightening.
There's many, many years ago, Yemen was a regional battle that brought in other powers in the region, and that seems to be happening once again. Are people there concerned that their own country could become a battlefield for regional powers like Saudi Arabia and Iran?
I think it is already becoming. For years, it was, as you said, the proxy war for Saudi Arabia and Iran. Many Yemenis at the moment are afraid that it's actually a direct war happening in the Yemeni land.
Well, Faria, take care, and we hope that everyone stays safe as best they can.
Thank you very much.
It's journalist Faria al-Muslimi in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen.